Well, let's get into our program today with Lincoln County Assessor Rob Thomas, elected in 98, took office in 99, and in fact, you are the longest running assessor Lincoln County has had. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure if that's good news or bad news, but it depends on your perspective, I guess.
I think it is good news. You're out there making sure things are right.
Well, I've had a little help with some initiative petitions over the last decade or so. Measure 5 and Measure 50 have helped settle down the folks a little bit on their tax-paying activities, and it seems to be fewer surprises mean fewer appeals and a little bit more satisfaction with the system.
You know, Rob, let's get into why it's a more stable rate system in a moment, but maybe we could rewind a little and talk about you. What was that pivotal moment that you said, you know, I'm going to run for assessor? What was building up to that? What was your history that brought you to that point?
I started in real estate, believe it or not, way back in 1974 when I got a real estate license down in Coos County in Bandon, actually, and worked there mainly as an appraiser. Did some real estate sales, but I didn't really enjoy that as much as I did doing appraisal work, so I continued there over the years with the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs contract appraising and with the Farmers Home Administration loan prepackaging and other odd jobs, court appearances and what have you for a lot of years. But as you well know, back in those times, the economy was going up and down as much as it is today in some respects, particularly there in the late 70s and early 80s and down on the South Coast. There were some lean times, and at that time I was thinking about working for the government as an appraiser, and that's what I pursued, and eventually took a job back in 1984 with Lincoln County as a property appraiser in the assessor's office, and then of course over time worked my way up through the system and finally became assessor. But there certainly was no aha moment.
Well, you know, looking at some of the videos that are available online that we have that you appear in that discusses appraising property, you were on the ground outside of government and then with inside government, because really what you have is fairly big staff of appraisers, and they're out there working all the time, evaluating properties. How many people do you send out there every day?
Oh, gosh, when I first got to Lincoln County in 1984, our office had 34 people. And over the years, of course, times have become somewhat lean. Today we have 20 people, including me, so we're a little bit leaner. But we have better assistance from our computer systems than we used to have. And in addition, some of the rules for appraising have loosened up a little bit, and as a result, we probably don't spend as much personal time with each and every account as we used to. We simply don't have the resources to do that. But the way the system is set up now, we can do that and still be pretty darn effective with it. So I think the system is probably better, even though we have a smaller staff.
Have you ever seen in your history individuals that were elected to assessor that didn't necessarily have the experience on the ground?
Well,
just generally,
that's probably true. And the truth is that the assessor is an administrator. When you become the assessor, you really have a desk job more than anything else. Although I would say that certainly knowing what goes on out in the field helps you be a better leader or manager than it would otherwise, and certainly helps me understand what the problems in the field are. And when people come in and tell me the trouble they're having and make suggestions, then I understand what they're talking about, and that's of course been very helpful.
Well, when we maybe look out the window and see an individual running around with a camera, and I don't know, do your guys go out with laptops these days or just a notepad? Or how?
Some counties have used laptops and then download them when they come in. Mm-hmm. Our particular system right now, it started out as TSG, it's now Tyler Technologies. It's an older system, and it doesn't really work as well with that sort of system. We still use hard copy cards in the field, bring them in, and we have one person that does all the data entry. So all the appraisers turn in their appraisal cards to a data entry person who enters them into the system. It's about as efficient as we can get it with the particular system we have in place right now.
When your team is in the field, what kinds of things are they looking at when they look at a property? What kinds of notes and details are they evaluating?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's more than one activity going on out in the field, so I'll just point square at residential appraisal because that's certainly by far the most of what we do. We have a cost factor book for residential properties that's used all over in Oregon by every state or by every county. The Oregon Department of Revenue publishes this book, and it gives the cost factors for residential housing by class and by types of interior construction and appliances and so on. And then the way we use it, we compare it to brand new construction in Lincoln County that has actually sold. That gives us a ratio of how that book compares to Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. So that's what we use as a local cost modifier against that book to bring that book into conformance with values in Lincoln County. So when you see appraisers out in the field in residential neighborhoods, they're using the state's cost factor book, and then they're applying that to local Lincoln County sales in order to come up with a market value.
These individuals are approachable, but they sometimes knock on doors and ask questions. Is that also true?
That's true. Obviously, the interior of a home has a pretty big bearing on its value. So they'll look at their card and see, you know, how long has it been since someone was there? Did the last person get inside the house? Have we ever been inside the house? Sometimes they will ask to come in. If it appears that it's an older home that's had no changes over the years, they may not ask to come in if they don't think it's necessary and there's been no appeals.
Lincoln County Connections, we're talking to the assessor, Rob Thomas. And Rob, maybe we could jump into a quick little history of from Measure 5 to Measure 50. Can you explain how we used to be more of a levy-based and now we're a rate-based? Give us the quick 101 on that.
Well, very quickly, I guess. We used to assess by discovering what the tax rate would be by finding out what the levying authorities wanted to levy. They had specific legal authorities to levy certain amounts, and then we would take the value and divide it by how much they wanted, and that would give us a tax rate. So as a result, the tax rates changed from year to year, and sometimes up and sometimes down, so that the value, the market value of the property going up would most always bring you higher taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the system spiked, I guess you could say, up and down with the winds of the levying authorities levying the amounts they were allowed to. And that's kind of changed now because we've got limits on not only the rates but on the assessed values. And that's what Measures 5 and 50 did. Measure 5 first put limits on the rates, $10 for general government and $5 for schools. Those are still in effect today, but those rates are based on market value. Then along came Measure 50, and it's not based on market value. It's based on assessed value. What happened was, in 1997, we implemented a maximum assessed value by taking the 1995 value minus 10% and calling that the assessed value. So at that time, in 1997, when it was implemented, there was a gap between market value and assessed value. From that time forward, The maximum assessed value could increase by only 3% per year. And at that time, as you know, the market value certainly went up much faster than that. So we had limits on the rate and then limits on the value. And going forward, there are fewer surprises. You're more likely to not have such a big increase in your taxes. Although it's certainly more difficult to administrate and darn sight more difficult to understand, even so, there are fewer surprises and it doesn't spike as much. And generally speaking, we have fewer appeals nowadays. I don't know if that's because we're doing a better job or just because there's not as much surprise in the system. And I think the latter is the case.
in the past, do you think sometimes assessors maybe felt an unfair share of criticism about the system, seeing that you execute state mandate as opposed to setting those guidelines?
Yeah, interestingly, it's the system has changed, and in my opinion, it directly relates to these newer initiative petitions that we've had. When I first came to Lincoln County back in 1984, during tax season, the line at the counter stretched out our door and down the hall for maybe 100 feet,
wow,
waiting to talk to folks. Today, it never goes out into the hall anymore. And the number of active appeals we have going at any one time is probably at about 0.5%. Before, depending upon the levying authorities and how much values had increased, we could have 3, 4, 5 times as many appeals as we do now.
Wow.
So obviously folks are just not as surprised. And I think one of the big reasons for all that is their ability to plan. I mean, when you know what your taxes were last year and you
right.
save up for that and then find out that it's actually twice as much as you thought, you're going to be upset. On the other hand, if you've had all year long to prepare for it and you know what it was last year and it's approximately the same this year, then there's no worries.
And the Board of Property Tax Appeals, that system, if you are questioning your value, there is a way to reevaluate that.
Absolutely true. Oregon has an excellent appeal system. First off, though, if you are unsure about your value and you think maybe it's wrong, come on in and see us first. Frequently, we might be able to work something out. We do have the ability to change the value for a certain length of time during the year. And if not, we can help you decide how you want to appeal. And appealing to the Board of Property Tax Appeals is done through the county clerk's office. And there's no cost to it. It's a good system, a good program. Lately, more than 50% of the people that have appealed have gotten some sort of relief. Certainly not always what they were seeking, but so I guess it's not just something that's going to be a big no wall. It's a good system. And then past the Board of Property Tax Appeals, you can go on for an administrative hearing to the Department of Revenue or to a court, to magistrate and tax court. Those are a little more formal, but they're still available for everyone.
You know, and we might want to add that going to the Lincoln County website, in the assessor section of the website, there's a lot of supplemental information there, including charts and looking at who pays county property taxes. There's information about that, the top 10 largest taxpayers and the tax dollar distribution. Not to mention information about how they can start that appeal process, additional links. There's also a quick search function, so you don't necessarily have to go into the assessor's office to learn, you know, information about your property or your map. All that information is available online, and we didn't always have all this information at our fingertips, I suppose.
Yeah, very true, Casey. Over the years, we've been able to add more and more things on our webpage, and now we do have the tax roll online, and you can search there. Interestingly, we update it only once a year, and there's a really specific reason for that. We certify the tax roll in the fall, and those values at that time are the certified values for that tax year. Immediately after certifying the roll, of course, we start to work on the next year's roll, and the roll values start to change.
Mm.
So that's why we don't continually update it, because then you'll have some certified values and some values in process for the next year. That's why we freeze it in place once a year and put it online. We also now have all the maps of Lincoln County online. You can look those up as well. And we also have a distribution of the tax dollars and who pays the property taxes. Mostly bond companies and realtors are interested in that kind of information. But there's a lot of private citizens that have some curiosity or maybe looking to buy or sell property. And there's some good information there for them as well.
What do you think, Rob, is the biggest misconception or questions people have about what happens with your team, your department?
Oh, boy. I think there'd be more like a top 100.
Top 100.
I don't know. I guess the most fun things for me is to hear excuses, I suppose, just like it would be at school, I suppose. The dog ate your homework kind of stories.
Uh-huh.
The house I live in is not livable, for instance. I've certainly heard that many times. The lot my house sits on is not buildable. I've heard that many times. I'm not sure where these ideas come from, but I guess sweeping statements about value that aren't specific enough to be usable are things that are fun to use, apparently.
Yeah. And I have to say again, you know, we do have a couple of these just great videos online that take a lot of what you've said, but put the process of appraising in very easy to understand terms. Nevertheless, when we start getting into that real and assessed market value, it is a little confusing, I think. It's taken me several times to start to plug it into my brain and get it figured out.
I've been at it for decades, and I'm still confused.
Thanks for coming on the program. And so what does someone like our Lincoln County assessor do for the holidays?
Oh, boy. I'll probably be extraordinarily boring. That's at least what my family says. I don't go too many places and do too many things. We have very traditional holidays, traditional food. Spend some time at home, hope that the kids make it home, and sometimes they do and sometimes not.
Well, I know you're very involved in Toastmasters, and you and I have talked a lot about the TED videos that are online. If anything, in these last 45 seconds, Rob, are you going to be spending some time watching TED videos over the holidays?
Oh, boy. I might very well. They get new ones all the time, and I enjoy hearing other people's opinions about how to make the world a better place. I know that's a little corny, but that's okay. I can live with that. I'll continue to be the assessor, and even though it's fun to be the assessor, it's great to be the boss.
Thank you, Rob Thomas, Lincoln County Assessor. He took office in 99 and has been there ever since, doing a wonderful job for Lincoln County. Appreciate that you were listening to the program today. And remember, Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m., Lincoln County Connections, brought to you here by K-Cup.